Russian President Vladimir Putin says Syria is close to finishing the fight against terrorism in the war-torn country. In a meeting with his Syrian counterpart in the Russian city of Sochi on Monday, Putin congratulated Bashar al-Assad for his army's achievements in fighting terrorism. He also called for a peaceful political settlement in Syria after fully defeating terrorism. The two sides also discussed holding the Syrian Congress. Now, the Syrian president in turn thanked Putin for his support of Damascus, both by military and political means. Bashar al-Assad said his country still needs Russia's support to ensure that no other countries can interfere in intra-Syrian peace talks. Crossing over to Moscow, joined by Mr. Fred Weir, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's talk about this meeting and the significance of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and meeting with the Russian president. And it seems that the cooperation that has taken place and has led to this victory over Daesh seems like it's going to continue. Go ahead.
Sure. It's a very significant moment. There's no question about it. The fighting is winding down. Everything that people said was impossible just 2 years ago had probably occurred for a wide variety of reasons, but Russian involvement was one critical factor. And the Russians said from the very beginning that they want a political settlement, not a military one. That the use of military force against Al-Qaeda and ISIS and so on was necessary, but the ultimate resolution had to be a reconciliation, post-civil war order for Syria. One of the things that the Russians have signaled pretty clearly by receiving Assad in Sochi and having that four-hour meeting with Vladimir Putin is that the Russians now clearly see that that future settlement will involve Assad. I mean, why would you talk about the political endgame with him if he wasn't a vital part of it? So that they're making that clear. No matter what the Americans or British or other countries say, Assad is going to be a central feature of that political settlement. Otherwise, a lot of things haven't been explained, haven't come out yet. Mm-hmm. But they probably had a very intensive discussion about what a settlement of this war is going to look like.
Right, and looking at the situation and the role that Russia has played in other entities. We look at the future of this alliance that has dealt a defeat to a major project out of the West and some countries in the East, and lots of money, billions of dollars spent on this project, but at the end of the day, they were not able to be successful. Tell me about that side of things. Do you think that we will see a continuation of this alliance? We had, of course, Syria and then Russia and Iran, Hezbollah, Iraq, if you want to look at things. And so tell me about the significance of that side of things and the alliance and the importance of it.
Well, I think it's important to point out that the alliance between Moscow and the Assad regime is half a century old. It's not a new thing. Russia is an old ally of Syria. And part of the reasons are, I think, the underlying reasons why Assad has won this war is because whatever he is, he may be a dictator, but he presides over a secular state which protects minorities, provides women rights, things that Russia has always supported too. And these are, I think, the reason why, at the end of the day, most Syrians, city populations, did not go over to the rebels. That's why Assad won, with Iranian and Hezbollah and Russian help, but because the majority of Syrian citizens, when faced with their choices, chose the Assad regime. And so this is now the critical moment where to renew itself, to renew its compact with people, probably the Assad regime is going to need to make a lot of new departures. And I think that's probably what Putin and Assad would have been talking about. I think Russia has a lot to contribute to. They have a lot of experience with that, and it's a whole new thing. Probably Syria will have to rebuild itself in isolation because it seems likely Western sanctions will continue, and there will be a lot of need for Syria to cultivate its old friends and new friends and find a new way. But it is an historic moment that the fighting, the military phase of this awful war is clearly ending.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Moscow. Journalist and political commentator, Mr. Fred Ware.